The fundamentals from the Rock Hill football camp coming up. Bubba Pittman from the Rock Hill football team.
He's all right.
Good morning, Bubba.
Good morning, Freddie. Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. This is a great time of year. We're wrapping everything up for the school year. Kids excited about sports and getting busy during the summer, aren't they?
Yeah, and we're really excited about our football camp and getting all our kids on campus and just trying to get the word out that we'll be having our football camp on June the 12th through the 14th.
Okay.
Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes till 12 o'clock, and I hope to see as many little future Bearcats there as we can get.
How can we sign up first, just to, right off the bat?
There's a couple of ways. The easiest way is to get in touch with me, and you can do that by calling me, 981-1919. You can email me at dpittman@rhmail.org. The brochure is also on our website, rockhillbearcats.net.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of ways that, you know, you can get the information.
And this is where it starts, right? Like right here in Football City, USA, or these camps are so vital to see what talent you have coming up.
It is. And it's more about fun for the kids.
Sure.
You know, it's more about getting those guys out there and exposing them to the game of football and teaching them without the contact and without, you know, some of the fear that might come along with playing football for the first time. So it's just a lot of fun. You know, we want to get them out there and get them exposed to the game and promote our game, you know, in our community. So,
do the kids come in knowing how to put their fingers on the ball?
No.
Answered that pretty quickly.
So, you know, we have a wide range, you know. So we have our youngest kids are 5 years old.
Okay.
It goes all the way up till 13 or 14, depending on what age you are, going into the ninth grade. So we go from 5 years old into rising ninth graders. So there's a lot of different skill levels there. We have a lot of elementary school kids, and a few of our middle schoolers come in for some a little more advanced training. But lots of times they've been exposed to the game for the very first time.
How
you know,
cute.
So it's a lot of fun. You know, getting out there, there's no contact, none of that stuff. No
moms need to worry.
No moms need to worry about that. No equipment, you know, no contact. So we just get out there and we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. What would you say, though, to some parents, given the culture now of football, that are concerned when their kids are interested in playing football, that, oh, I don't know, I don't want you to play football. What advice, you're a parent, what would you say to your kids or to another parent?
You know, I think exposing them and getting them under the proper instruction is the biggest thing. Making sure that they're out there and they're exposed to the right way to do things. And we do teach some fundamentals about tackling against dummies, you know, some soft dummies. And we teach them about body placement and how to do those things without actually having a lot of physical contact. So that's the biggest thing is understanding the proper technique. I know Coach Wallace is on a lot, you know, and Coach Wallace is a driving force with our Heads Up program in football and promoting our game and keeping our game safe. So, you know, I'll be honest with you. My son is 8 years old. He played football this year for the first time, and I was a little bit cautious about him going into it that early. But you know, I kind of felt like exposing him to it early on and making sure that he had proper coaching. Everything went fine.
What are some of the games and activities that the kids play that you teach those fundamentals? What are the little skills?
Yeah, well, every morning we start with our strength. I mean, not our strength, but our stretching, our conditioning program. So we teach them a little bit about form running and some of those kind of things, and then we divide up and we do some offensive drills, some defensive drills. We do some special teams drills, and at the end of every day, we have a competition where we divide them up and they play games, and it's a tournament, tournament style game, and there's a winner at the end of the week, and they get some really cool prizes to go home with. So it really is just a lot of fun. It's probably more fun for us as coaches. We have several of our coaches on the staff that get to go out there and coach these young kids, and we also bring in some of our leaders on our football team. In the past, we've had our leadership council.
Okay.
You know, it's made up of 8 guys off our team. They're voted in by their fellow players. Those guys go out and they lead the drills and they coach the teams out there, and they have their jerseys on, and the kids get to know some players. So when they come on Friday night, they kind of got a relationship with those guys. So it just makes it all a lot more fun.
And that's what's great about these camps. You bring in a lot of folks for motivation and just to talk to them. And I know you did that this past spring with your team as well. You had some big former Clemson guys in town.
We had Taj. Yeah. Taj Boyd was in and Jonathan Meeks both stopped by and talked to the kids and threw in some drills with the guys. And, you know, again, it's Football's a big family. You know, it's a big family. And a lot of the former players like to come back and see the guys and give back to them and try to coach them, you know, through this time of their life. So, yeah, we were lucky enough to have some of those. And hopefully we'll have some more. You know, in the past we've had some pro NFL players come by and talk to our kids. Lots of times we'll have college players that come back, you know, that are home for summer. They'll stop by and talk to our kids at camp and give them a little motivation.
We were talking a little bit off the air about your last season, how you're, this year's a little bit of a growing year going forward.
Yeah, I mean, last year was tough. You know, we have a really, really difficult schedule right now. And we played our first six games, five of them reverse top 10 opponents in the state. We lost five of those games by a total of 20 points.
Not without heart, though. You guys did it
wrong. Yeah. We really had some bad luck. You know, several of those games came down to the last 30 seconds, a minute of the game, and the ball just didn't bounce our way, you know, and some key injuries last year. So when you look at win-loss record, it didn't really go the way we wanted it to go. But our program is moving in the right direction. I think our kids are buying into what we're trying to do at Rock Hill High. You know, the fun thing is I'm starting to see some guys come through that have been at our football camp.
Oh, nice. That's exactly right.
You've got some young guys that are, you know, freshmen, sophomores that, you know, they were at our camp a few years ago. And so it's starting to kind of, you know, build momentum.
You know, we've made such a name for ourselves in York County, really Rock Hill Football City USA. But I know with that comes a lot of pressure, right, between the three high schools to produce what would be a normal season for someone else. For us, we want it even better.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the expectation around here is top notch. You know, we want to win, and we want to win right now, you know. And, you know, it's a challenge, you know, and I guess it's kind of like what the New England Patriots might feel. You know, if you're from Rock Hill, whether you're Northwestern, South Point, or Rock Hill High, you're going to get everybody's best shot. You know, they feel like they're going to knock off Football City USA. So it's a challenge every single Friday night. But, you know, our kids are up for it, and we have a lot of talent in this town, and we just hope we can keep promoting.
Well, sign up right now for the 2017 Rock Hill High School Bearcats Football Camp. You can do it by contacting Coach Pittman, 981-1919, or just send him an email, dpittman at rockhillmail.org.
Any kind of activities coming up this summer as far as the team gets together? What do you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start our weightlifting program starting on Monday. So we'll be out there and lifting, running, conditioning. We'll do those things on Mondays through Thursdays. We also have 7-on-7s over the summer that our kids will participate in. We're going to the Powerade Invitational this year. We were invited to that one. It's a pretty good one up in Concord. It'll be 48 teams. They're promoting it. So you'll see some stuff on social media about that one. That'll be later in July. So it's going to be a very busy summer.
Yeah, it's year-round. Because I remember growing up and the football players had big vacation parts. Like they might have done something here and there, but now this is basically year round. These athletes have to really train.
The game's really changed.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
The game's really changed. I remember we were talking about Coach Ringer earlier, and I remember when Coach Ringer was my head coach, we basically had the month of June off, you know. But the game was so different then. It was so different. It was played at a different pace. You know, so now the game is played so fast, you know. And if you go watch a Rock Hill High game or a Northwestern game or a South Point game, the game is played so fast. So the kids really have to put in a lot of time over the summer building their strength and conditioning to be ready to go come August.
And they're built differently now. They're like watching college guys
they're
now, and the college guys are like watching the pros. I mean, I stand next to some of them, and I look like, I'm a freshman in high school.
Yeah, there's some kids that have put in a lot of work, so they're looking good out there.
Well, once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat. I think you find that. Your neighborhood is coming to the youth football camps.
That's right. So we that's something we preach is family at Rock Hill High, and so we're just trying to continue to grow that group.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Coach Pittman. Yeah. So great to see you in football camp here with OTS Media. We'll have you on Friday nights, of course, coverage of your football games all season long. We'd love to hear it, and we'd love to watch you guys do your best.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you, WRHI, for everything you do for high school sports. And